Well, I think it's
diplomatic. Well, he's he's been around a lot, and it's, you know, looking just for that right situation for him to make that team and make plays. And he's made some plays for us, so he just needs to continue to show that he can make more plays, and he'll have an opportunity to make this team. We have a lot of football left, but he's quick off the ball. He gives great effort. He's done a very good job.
Like he's overmatched in terms of size, but then he really isn't, right? I mean, it looks like he wins enough battles.
Yeah, I guess you can say the same about Kyle, you know, just the stature of those guys. But, you know, don't fall asleep on them. You know, you can't fall asleep on those guys. I say it all the time. They're the reason why those guys put an NFL uniform on. And those guys are just relentless, and they go about their business like a professional. So it's tough. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are. If you just looked at him, you say, oh, this guy should win just on size. But that's not what happens. Leverage is a big part of this game.
Coach, you talk about Ted Lewis and Jeff Toole and competition. Two-part question.
First, talk about you only get one and then ask the next one. I won't be able to remember both.
I'm going to follow up.
Okay.
First of all, talk about the competition between those two guys and where it is.
I think it's been up and down. I don't think you can say, hey, someone's really, you know, gone ahead of everyone. You know, it's kind of been back and forth. So we're just going to keep looking at the situation.
And when would you like to see that ironed out? By third preseason game, or is there...
It's always a tough... I think in fairness, what you want to do is you want to have enough information as a coach to be able to present to the player, hey, this is where we're going, this is the reason why, and be able to show them that. I think if you can't do that, then it's not time to make that decision.
And that hasn't occurred yet. You can't do that because it's been pretty good competition for you.
Absolutely. It's been back and forth. You know, one will have a good day. The other one won't have such a good day. Then the next day it'll flip-flop, and it kind of been going back and forth.
We've seen a couple players cycle through the left guard spot. How much of an injury is personal?
How much am I what on the
concern is personal injury?
Long term or short term?
Long term.
I'm not worried about it long term.
Aaron Williams, 12 options, second team today. Should we read into that as far as his performance? Is it more about two players?
We're just watching how everyone communicates together in case something happens where they have to be on the field at the same time. Don't look into that as Aaron's performance or anything. He's done an outstanding job for us.
Anthony Dixon was getting goal line reps for his team. Is that in reaction to some struggles there in the preseason?
No, it's not a reaction to that. Again, we're just getting an evaluation process of what we're doing. When you look at it, it wasn't really as much on the backs as we put the emphasis on the offensive line.
What do you see in McLean to give him some first-team reps?
Injuries in front of him is one, and then, you know, and it's an opportunity. And, you know, whenever you get an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it.
Sammy had a pretty nice day in practice. I mean, the one-handed catch left hand. Can you just talk about his development and if there's something that maybe in your eyes he still needs to work on being as a rookie?
Just going out there and doing it, you know, in a real game on a Sunday. Other than that, he's been outstanding and has done everything we asked. So very difficult to me to say, you know, where he needs to go. Obviously, there's things that, you know, we all need to work on. But he really has been outstanding from a maturity standpoint, from a production standpoint in practice. Obviously, he got involved in the last game at a point where we're not truly game planning yet to get him the football. So, I like I said, you saw it today. Not many guys in this league can make that catch. There's a couple, but not everyone.
A little more red zone work today, Coach, than normal, it seemed to me, at least. A little more red zone than normal.
We do. You know, that goes back to what I talked about before, about the opportunities. You know, we've worked hard to get some opportunities, however they've come about, whether it be a turnover or we've drove down the field to get in the red zone, and we're not at a level where we want to be at to get to our goal. So we're going to spend that time and work on it, and you saw that today.
After all the troubles that Mike Williams had in his past, can you speak to how well or not well the absence of life has come?
Oh, he's been outstanding. He really has. I think, you know, and Mike knows this, I think it'll be a big transition when we go back, you know, back to Buffalo for him, because I don't think you could have asked for anyone to have as good of an attitude, as worked as hard as he has made plays like he has. And he's been, what's that saying? It's better the second time around? sometimes. So for me and him, it's much better for me the second time around. So we need to keep it going. He's really done a great job.
Are you all at all concerned when it does get back?
I think, you know, again, I'd like to be able to sit here and say I'm not. But I'm not. I'm concerned about everyone, you know, when we get back. I really am. I just want to make sure that, you know, we've had a good camp. Guys have been doing an outstanding job of working hard, and you hope to continue that when you go back. It's not necessarily as much as the players that you get concerned about. You sometimes get concerned about the people that are around them, whereas here we're a little bit more sequestered, but when we get out there, a lot more people from the outside can get to them. And that's where I think the maturity and discipline comes in for each one of those players. I didn't know he had any friends. I think no different than anyone else. You know, sometimes when you're in your hometown, there's a little bit more pressure. There's a little bit more people that tend to think that, you know, they should be taken care of. But I think Mike has learned a lot, and Mike's got to be able to take care of that. And the one thing that Mike knows is that, you know, if there are any issues or anything, you know, we're here to help him with that.
I think Cordy Glenn reacted well physically his first couple days back.
Yes, absolutely. He looks good. I think he was just chomping at the bit.
Aaron Williams, Lee Smith got into it a little bit at the end of practice. Do you like seeing that competition as a coach?
Yeah, I wouldn't say they got into it. There's no way they got into it. I know both those players. They did not get into it in a way of it being combative. It was just competitive between them. They were having fun, which I don't mind. I mean, practice is tough. It's hot. You know, you want to make it where it can be fun for them.
Do you think your guys are looking forward to hitting the Steelers and maybe not their own teammates?
I think we're looking forward to going in against an organization that is a physical team, that's a tough team, a team that has won in the past. So I think we're excited about being able to compete with them. That's how we're looking at it, and get ourselves better.
What have you seen from Ross Cockrell the past couple of days?
Yeah, I just think, again, you know, there's some injuries with some players, and we're resting some, probably a little bit more from that standpoint, resting some players than actual injuries. So we're just working him in there, and he's done a nice job. I mean, he's played well, and he's good enough to play, and we're looking for consistency out of him.